Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I love how much the notion of all the kids out here doing a 6'7" gets under people's skin. But then you do it ironically, and all you're doing is serving to continue to substantiate this thing.
Oh, yeah, you're making it grow.
It's all, we all succumb to this.
It must be stopped.
But yeah. It can't be. The more that you try and stop it, the more that you give it life, more oxygen you give it. It is what it is. All right, it's a Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. The Football Friday fun will roll on even after we're done with the fellas of the drive tonight. Today, rather, the configuration. B. Scott sitting in with Ron the Show Hughley, and they'll both be at the Boomer Jacks in Webster. Sorry, I love this song so much. This is one of my favorites. Marvin Gaye? Ah, so damn good. But yeah, the Boomer Jacks in Webster is where the fellas will be. I think I'll pop out and say hello as well. Do like I do. Go out, get you something to drink, get you something to eat. Enter for a chance to win the prizes that are out there. The Football Friday festivities roll on today as well. As we all gear up for Texans, Titans in Nashville, and a important game that can get the Texans to 500. So let's do it. Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the factors that'll determine a win versus a loss in this game here, John Lopez?
Well, you know, the easy one is Davis Mills. You know, ultimately, there's other levels here that I think are going to kind of, you know, win because, lose because type things, even though I think we all are picking the Texans. But Davis Mills, And Seth said it this morning, you know, as much as we're talking about Davis Mills and how good he played and the, you know, how gritty it was there in the fourth quarter, he still does things that kind of drive you nuts occasionally.
Certainly.
I mean, just kind of drive you nuts. In that first half, I was going to say first quarter, but in the first half against the Jaguars, I mean, he was missing some dudes by 2 feet. You know, 2 and 3 feet.
And a lot of them were high the same way that, especially when he came in off the bench cold. Mm-hmm. After CJ was, sustained this concussion couple weeks ago. Yeah, it seems like that's a possibility in this game, mm-hmm. Or just with his game. I imagine, or I hope that doesn't remain the case. But yeah, there's still obviously some small parts in his game. And I think Figgy did a great job of mentioning something that if you sat with Davis Mills, Davis Compton Mills, as a fact that I always enjoy, is that that's what his middle name is that, you know, he can be an inconsistent like the mm-hmm. high end of this can look really good, but there can be some inconsistencies. You hope that there isn't a dip in the play. Yeah. But if he can give you something close to what he was able to give you in the latter portions of that game last week, you should be able to move the ball pretty well.
Just close. I mean, you hit it. Like, it doesn't even have to be like, you know, wow, you know, what a performance. No, just get close to that.
It will be interesting, though, because it felt like they got a decent amount of, if memory serves, man looks in that game mm-hmm. last week. So you were able to get some instances where you throw the ball up to Nico Collins and it's just one-on-one. Does mm-hmm. my guy beat your guy? And I love Nico Collins in those situations. This is going to be a lot of zone, mm-hmm. at least historically during the season. The Titans have played a lot of zone, whether it's single high zone with cover three or cover one, or even too high mm-hmm. with like cover two or cover four, things of that nature, cover six, right? There's going to be a decent amount of instances where I think it's going to be incumbent on Dalton Schultz to sit down in space. It's going to be Nico Collins on in-breakers finding room in space. I think it's going to be those types of things. So is he going to find that same patience of getting the ball to those spaces, getting the ball to his guys, being accurate with that football on time and letting this offense continue to move? But, yeah, Davis Mills, obviously, a lot of focus on him in this
game.
Just
be good. You know,
just be good. No. That is the analysis that In the Loop provides you on this Friday.
But, again, prone to make some plays that still drive you nuts. And Figgy was talking about how cool he was and doesn't want to argue and all that. That's a reflection of how he can let stuff go. That's what the question was about. So even when he doesn't do well, you know, hopefully he can kind of, you know, channel that again.
Great answer from the 832. Texans win because Hannah says so. I mean, we joking. If there is a team that the ownership does not want to lose to,
yes,
it is this one. Yes. I imagine everybody's on high alert as much as a high alert will be put on for this. Everybody knows what time it is. You can't go over there and lose.
No.
Can't do it. Last year was bad enough. You let Will Bleepin' Levis come in and do what he did. Like, this is one of those.
Over here, too.
This is one of those. It can't. Mm-hmm. It can't. Like, the circumstances are already big enough internally mm-hmm. where you're trying to get to 500, and going 4-6 is not fun, especially before a short week and all that. But just the vibes would be terrible.
I'm kind of curious how they feel over there, because remember last year, that win was their Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I think they might have said it. I think they might have gave Amy Adams the game.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I'm just kind of curious now because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it seemed like she might be in a little bit of hiding now.
Because, she's absolutely hiding. Yeah, we talked to Ron Slay about that this week. She hadn't said a word.
Yeah, so I'm curious. I don't know if she's in that locker room like, hey, guys, y'all got to go out there and win this game for me. I wonder if they have that same feeling as they did last year.
And they're in a different place where they've already had the head coach fired. They've sold off the team for parts in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I do wonder. I don't know that that we are in Q-word territory with them. I don't know if, like, inherently you're seeing quit from the players. However, the cauldron has all of the ingredients for that to happen at some point.
I don't know if she in the locker room giving a pep talk like, hey, this is the game I want y'all to win. And
I think
play
the message is known. I mean, the message is clear that she wants this. And by the way, that makes them dangerous. It made them dangerous last year.
Yeah.
You know, they this is about Amy Adams wanting it so bad. But you know who else does? Cal and Hannah. And I think that message is very clear. This is a great rivalry. One of those that we were talking about before the show. Doesn't matter. Good, bad, whatever. They hate each other even more so than ever. I do think, you know, she'll be in the locker room if they manage to get a win. She'll find a way to the locker room.
All of a sudden, magically appear. By God, that's Amy Adams' start music. I think Texans lose because I don't think that this will force them to lose necessarily. However, this is going to be a factor that could very much put them in a bad place, which is the interior defensive line of this Tennessee team is at full strength.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, Jeffrey Simmons, who had the fastest sack that I have ever seen in my life.
0.2 seconds.
And that maybe everybody that we're talking to at this moment might have seen in their lives. That was him by his lonesome. Tavondre Sweat didn't play in that game. Mm-hmm. That big boy is playing here now, in addition to Jeffrey Simmons making his way back from having injury. Like, there's going to be some big boys in the middle that can apply pressure. In fact, Jeffrey Simmons has 23 pressures this season. A 12.6 pressure rate via Next Gen Stats, which is fourth highest. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of pressure up the middle and ability to stop the run up the middle with them actually getting their full contingent back. So even all of the previous stats about what the Tennessee Titans are able to do with interior pressure or run stopping are not going to be fully descriptive of what they can do. So your ability to hold up in the middle and pass protection, and maybe even more importantly, whatever push you're able to get in the run game, is going to be very, very of note to me personally. Yeah. I think this is why it's going to be important just generally for Davis to hopefully them keep him clean up the middle, because that changes the picture of what he's doing if he's getting pressure up the middle. And it's going to be very important for Nick Caley to not try and outsmart yourself by saying, well, we're going to run at this. No, run away from it. Get away from the middle because it's going to be clogged up.
Or at least, get to some sort of off the tackle type stuff. But I agree with you, and I'm glad you said that. The way they're going to attack this defensive front, because I think you can expand that as a win because, and frankly, could be a lose because, and that is, don't overthink things.
Yeah.
To me, the Texans are very, I don't know if it's a character flaw or just the way that they try to win, whatever it is, they tend to overthink a lot. Why don't they've overthought the line? We know that they overthink it. They've overthought the running game until recently, the running game rotation. They've overthought the whole rookies thing, you know, over the course of the time, although that seems to be changing as well. Don't overthink this, man. You know, we all know, you know how you go to friends, like, go ahead, say it. We know Woody Marks is going to be the guy. You know, we know Jalen Noel is probably the guy, you know, the guy you should be playing. Don't, this whole had the best week of practice, which was one thing this week that just irritated me.
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. CeeDee Saw had a really good week of practice. That's why he started. But don't overthink it. Your best players out there. Run the ball, pass the ball, you know, make easy calls. Don't overthink it.
I'm with you. I'm with you there. A fair point from the 832 to bring up, something that I knew, I guess, but I had not brought up at any given point. Do you know what the all-time record is in this series?
Okay. This is one of those things where I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I do remember this. I believe, and you know I'm not looking at it. You can see my screen.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
I believe it's 24-23-1 Tennessee.
That is correct.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 24-23-1.
Off the top of the dome.
Well, it's just.
And so the Texans have an opportunity to draw that level in this game.
Yeah.
Win because got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do it. Time to get that thing back, right? Like, it's obviously you can't get all of it back in this moment, but level it up so that next year you can come in and finish that thing off. But yeah, absolutely do that. The very obvious Texans win because this is an incredible defensive pass rush, just defensive front in general, and they're facing off against a Cam Ward who is beleaguered this year. It's been a real rough year for him to the point where I'm wondering if the way that this year started has significantly lessened his chances of actually being an answer there for them as a Titans team. According to Next Gen Stats, 36.1% of dropbacks for Texans opponents have been pressured. And there's various other places that you can look where you see it even stronger. And they do so very, very quickly at the second fastest rate, the Texans do.
Yeah.
So they add pressure and they do it fast. And Cam Ward has completed 44% of his passes when under pressure, which is the sixth worst. Him under pressure has not been good. Yes, they're getting Calvin Ridley back. That I imagine they hope is helpful for them. Mm-hmm. But Calvin Ridley hadn't been that great this year, right? Like I know that Elik Ayomanor, I like him out of Stanford. He's a solid wide receiver. They got some other guys. Chimera Dike has been solid for them, but none of them are world beaters, and they're definitely not so much so that they're going to win quickly against this defense in the secondary. You're going to be able to get after Cam Ward. You just got to make sure that you corral him up, and he should either, you know, just miss or maybe even give you opportunities to turn the ball over.
Most important thing to that point is get a quick start. Because if you get a quick start, as opposed to last week, first of all, you're not playing catch up. You're not. But secondly, I think you can suck the life out of them. And that's when you maybe use the Q word. You know, maybe they will quit if you can you can get up on them real soon, because they have right now they're the number one pick in the 2026 draft. They own that pick. They have the worst record. So you make them quit, get out to an early start. So I guess that's also a win because and then the other one that I was thinking about with this. And again, it's just keep an eye on it. Put a pin in it. Texan special teams, man. Mm. Texan special teams.
Yeah, the special teams. You've been harping on this pretty hard.
It worries me. I'm extremely confident in Frank Ross because his track record has been until recently impeccable. But it's a month now. It's 3 or 4 weeks of little stuff, and that became into big stuff this past weekend.
Yeah. I think that's a fair point, and we've mentioned it a lot. And you mentioned that the Titans have some interesting they've got some good special teams.
DK is really good.
Chimera Dike returning has been really good in doing that. And then you also mentioned Arden Key has gotten his hand on a few kicks.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be something to watch out for as well. How are you feeling about Dalton Schultz?
Oh, I feel good about it. You mean playing?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to play.
Okay.
I don't know if he's going to be 100%, but he was hurting just as much, if not more, going into last week's game, and I thought he had his best game of the year, all things considered.
I feel like we probably need to give him a little love for that. Like he's shown a level of toughness showing out, and then not only coming out here, but he's looked good as he has to the point where my stupid brain was like, you sure you don't want to be hurt more often? Like I don't remember last time I saw Dalton Schultz make a play like going up on the sideline and toe-tapping, you know? It'll be fun watching him get out there and play. Chigakonkwo is a name, tight end-wise, where – I will be interested to see whether it's Miles Bryant that plays in that nickel spot for the Texans, or if they
looks like it'll be Miles Bryant, right?
I would imagine so. They trust him but I'm not sure if they go with a single way of handling this. It might be some Miles Bryant. I'd wonder how much they go to base, because the Titans play with three wide receivers more often than not. Like they don't get big nearly as much as other teams do. So do the Texans try and sneak in some base where they actually do have three linebackers, or are they going to go with more Miles Bryant as just a simple replacement for Jalen Petrie? Or do we even see some of the Kamari Lassiter sliding in And then maybe like a Tremont Smith on the outside. How much of that do we see in this game? Either way, I'm not afraid, but I just am interested to see how that how they handle that, especially with someone like a Chigakonkwo that we know is and maybe even Gunnar Helm that we know are solid receivers of the football, but maybe not necessarily ones that are game enders per se.
And then my final thought is me not trying to overthink it. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, just
you think this is
play four quarters? it's over if you play four quarters.
Do you think this is a?
And he's on a heater. Danielle Hunter is definitely on a heater now.
100%. Do you think this is a both of them get two type of game?
Could be. I know that sounds outrageous. Both of them multiple in most circumstances.
Figgy was giving everybody snacks. He was giving.
I said eight.
Togi.
Yeah, I said one.
You were like, everybody come get a say. Hey, come get out here, Kamari Lassiter. You go ahead and cornerback blitz and get a sack. Everybody come get a sack if you want one. All right.
Man, Jalen Petrie is playing. I would have gave him a sack.
Jalen Petrie would 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
One of them blitzes off the edge because he screams in just hard, just crazy. but, yeah, this one feels like a W, no?
Oh, yeah. This is a dub.
High scoring?
I don't think so. I think this defense, the way it plays, they might make the Titans fold early. Hopefully that's the case, and then you can just cruise on in to the victory. I'm going to say – I'll go ahead and make my call here. I think it's going to be a relatively impressive win for the things that we want to see. Might they get into the 30s? The answer is yes.
Ooh.
31-13.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say like 27-13. So we're in a similar basket there.
I'm keeping my eye on. All right. Problem solved. Let's move on with the season.
Okay.
31-13.
All right. Well, excited to see what this looks like. 713. I'm interested in this because I think this is a possibility or plausibility at the very least. They're going to stuff the run game for the Texans and make Mills beat them. That's quite possible. Mm-hmm. They have the capabilities of doing that. But the Texans, it'll be really good work if they could show their ability to overcome that. So that is what we'll be watching. 12 noon on Sunday. You'll hear it right here on your home of the Houston Texans Sports Radio 610. 9 a.m. is when you start the Texans countdown with Sean and Seth, getting you ready for all things that's necessary, actives, inactives. We'll know at that, during then if Cade Stover gets the activation from IR. All those things we'll be watching heading in to this game. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is the time where we hand things off to our guy Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What's happening, man?
Yeah, so we got a legendary toy that's back on the shelf, and I wonder if the OG will buy this for his grandbaby. Plus, a listener sent me something, and he said, "You want to piss off Reggie with something?"
Oh, but
will Reggie really be pissed off over this, though?
Oh, no.
I think he might not be pissed off.
All right, it's a Friday. They're trying to make me mad. We'll see what it looks like next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a football Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. The Easy Bake Oven is back on the shelves.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my God.
We can do that in 2025?
Yeah, we can do that in 2025. So this new edition is priced around $35. It swaps out the old light bulb heating system for a proper heating element and features
a redesigned
door. Oh, it's a good thing.
To reduce the burns. People was getting burnt.
I know.
My sister had one. Well, first of all, let's get to the core of the matter. you're baking with a light bulb.
Correct. Correct. Don't spoil the fun, man.
Imagine all this. I don't know how many different diseases I've eaten. Because my sister had one. Here, try
or
this.
Or the radiation.
It's a little mushy. It's a little mushy.
Yeah, so it's back on the shelves now. And I want to know, I was going to ask you if you was going to get this for your grandbaby. But I think it's by law, you got to get it.
By law?
Yeah, that's right.
By law, man.
As Natalie's...
Every little girl got to have an easy bake oven at some point.
This is an easy answer. If I don't get it, someone will.
I was about to say, if you don't get it, I will get it, damn it.
She likes to bake with her dad. You know, yeah. She has a little roller that he bought her. Yeah,
so she got to get
true.
One.
So she's definitely got to.
Gimme.
She got to get one. At least one. Every little girl got to have some type of easy bake oven.
Especially now that you're not cooking with a light bulb.
Well, but my thing about it is it's a real heating element. And I go, does the door lock? Because
has to, right?
That feels like that's a hazard of sorts.
It got a redesigned door to reduce burn risk.
Okay, and I'm glad you said that.
Reduce, but not eliminate, huh?
Yeah. I actually have some experience with this. Like I said, my sister had one and whatever. Now, they had the doors on the Easy Bake Oven. I think they were glass. Help me out if I'm wrong. But the little handle, the little knobs were metal.
Good.
So she would open it. Ah!
Learning lessons.
Now, I mean, I will like to say this, too. The first one was launched in 1963.
Right.
So they probably was trying to figure some stuff out. Yeah, and they ain't really think about the whole safety thing and all that. They just threw something out there.
Yeah.
But, it's back on the shelves. I wonder how fast these going to go off the shelves.
I think pretty fast.
Pretty fast?
Yeah.
Faster than the Elmo one?
I think parents and grandparents, you know, parents that grew up with them, grandparents that grew up with them, I think they're going to, yeah.
Wait, you talking about it returning? It got recalled at some point, didn't it?
Yeah, because that's why
it's off the shelves.
Yeah,
that's why it's off. It's back now. They didn't.
I mean, I wasn't lying.
They fixed some things. Yeah. You know, ain't nobody say this thing was safe. It was just cool.
from the 832, I have a scar from a cut from the metal part of the Easy Bake Oven. Totally safe.
Yeah.
It was wild, man.
Ain't nobody say it was all safe.
All right, you get her the Easy Bake Oven. I'll get her some oven mitts. we can't have a baby.
Make sure that baby has some insurance, too, just in case.
Unbelievable.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So I got to give a special shout out to a guy by the name of Bots of Legacy on Twitter. He's a listener. He always send us stuff. He always send me stuff for the Mixtape, and he sent me this. Apparently, it's an article or story from ABC 13 News here in Houston that Galveston is looking to use a $20 million AI-driven traffic system to ease congestion.
Oh, boy.
That spikes up during the holidays, events, and all that stuff in Galveston.
This is going to be so bad.
Okay. All right. Tell me more.
Yeah, so I guess Galveston, I want to say, did I put it in here? So Galveston is not, it don't really be that packed as far as like people that's living there on the day to day.
Right.
But on the holiday, weekend. Any weekend.
Yeah, holidays, you got the cruise ship days and all that stuff.
Man.
It spikes up a lot.
When the cruises are loading up, whoo, Galveston can be a mess.
Yeah, so this AI system they plan on using, I guess they plan on using in that all 106 intersections. Using the cameras to adjust the light in real time.
Oh boy.
I guess they gonna start with the one off the seawall before next summer.
Seawall Boulevard.
Yeah.
Do
you feel like this is a good idea to try this?
Reggie?
And they also gonna have real people there as well. So it's just not 100% using this AI program, but they using this to try to, I guess, ease the time a little bit, change the time up.
Yeah, basically like a traffic cop. If you see a lot of cars on this one, you want to let them go through.
Or game day coming up.
Yeah.
Let's just, put somebody out there so we can kind of fix the light.
But doing it with AI.
This actually falls more in line with, not that I'm the ultimate arbiter, but things that feel like they are useful uses of this technology.
Okay, so I'm kind of right on it a little bit.
I'm not against technology advancing. Like, I'm not a Neanderthal of sorts. It just feels like a lot of times we're using this technology for stuff that y'all should be
just
able to look
lazy.
Up. Being lazy. But this one, because what I was thinking to myself is, Do the kind of systems that we already have built in for various other, you know, intersections, are those not, do those not help in these, like sensors and stuff that are already in place, do those not help? And I could see how maybe not, especially if like one direction is really long and the other one has a few. Yeah. Those sensors, I don't know if they would pick up.
And a lot of time it's based on time.
Right. You know, yeah. And so the idea that, okay, well, this clearly in this instance, we need something to acknowledge that there's more people here and we probably need to stay here to move more along. That does feel like that would need higher level of processing. So it does seem like it would make some sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of figured that because at first, the first thing I thought was like, oh, God. But when I actually read on it on what they're trying to do, I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense a little bit, especially how busy it get on weekends, holidays, and the cruise ship days.
Yeah, in theory, for sure. I just don't want to be there the first weekend they put it.
There you go. That was the secondary part where I was like, are we sure this going to work?
The kinks a little bit,
are we sure this going to work?
It's like, like iPhone 3 versus iPhone 18. You know, they can work some kinks out there.
Yeah.
One thing that would make me real mad, though, is if the AI system's there and we still sitting here in traffic like, hey,
yeah.
What we spend all this money for?
Yeah.
They using up all our drinking water for us to not go?
So you're not pissed off over this, right?
I can't say that I am. Sorry to disappoint.
Okay, that's cool. Shout out to Bots of Legacy for attacking me in that story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
As I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, Lopez, I got to ask you a question, man.
I am here for you.
Did you ever lie for one of your kids to kind of keep them out of trouble at any point in your life where they was in a situation and you kind of lied, you lied for them to help them out?
I'm positive I have.
I feel like you might have lied to the wife.
Maybe that more than anything, but yeah. I'm trying to think of a good example that would maybe be like funny or whatever, but like little stuff, I'm sure. Like, oh no, he didn't, you know, whatever. But just to avoid the confrontation.
Yeah,
but like something big, I'm trying to think of, like maybe, you know, would be different.
What about? I want to see if you would do this. Would you? What would you do if one of your kids called you and said they got pulled over for speeding, and they told the cops that you were passed out? And so now you kind of got to go in acting mode a little bit because the cop is following to kind of confirm the story a little bit. Would you go all out to try to help them get through that little lie?
I tell you,
to avoid the ticket.
That specific example, I would not. I would make
really?
Him, I would make him take
the medicine. Oh, wow. What an awful dad.
I honestly thought Lopez would be in on it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, if it was just a ticket, you know, that's a lesson.
You wouldn't do that for a ticket.
You got to learn that lesson, man. You can't be speeding. Because it also has a safety factor in it.
I bet it does.
You know, there's a safety factor. I don't want I'm thinking like when they were teenagers, you know. Like if my 36-year-old, you know, 35-year-old son called and said, hey, can you, sure, whatever, you know. But like as a teen, I was thinking like teenage dad me. I'm like, okay. No, you got to learn this lesson. You can't be speeding. Your life could be in danger.
I hope your kids don't commit a murder and try to go to you. You going to rat them out.
Well, I would just stop at, I hope your kids don't commit a murder.
Yeah,
well, just
stop right there. Yeah, you know what? Me too.
Hey, no, some parents be like, wait, what? All right, hold on. Yeah. Just come here. We going to hide you. We going to do this so you don't get caught.
Again, depends on the circumstance, but that specific one, I'd be like, nah, man.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a kid decided to play a prank on his parents by doing that very thing.
Oh, no.
So he was driving in the car in his dad's truck, and he decided to call his parents and told him that the cops pulled him over for speeding. And he told the cops that his dad passed out, so he's trying to hurry up home. That's why he was speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And the, and told his parents that the cop
gotcha
decided to follow him home to confirm all of this. And this is how it sounded.
Dad, I just got pulled over for a speeding ticket.
What happened?
Yeah, I just got pulled over. I told the cop, though, that I was speeding because you were passed out and I was speeding to help you.
Dude, were you? You were in my truck, too?
Yeah. Well, now the cop's following me back home and we're about to be back. You have to, like, pretend to pass out or something.
Oh, you're a jackass.
Please. Please,
how far are you? How far are you?
Like 2 minutes. There's a cop behind me too.
Okay.
Just pretend you like passed out mowing the lawn or
all
something.
I'll do it.
What do you say? Call him an ass?
Dumbass.
Yeah, dumbass.
So now, kind of painting the picture, the parents are outside with the lawnmower right there. The dad is passed out in the grass.
Faking it.
Yeah, faking it. The mom is kind of holding him up and pouring water in his mouth to try to make it look like he done passed out. And here's the kid pulling up to them now with no cop behind him.
Yeah.
Just pulling up recording, and this is what it sounded like.
Dad, are you okay?
Where are the cops? We're doing this for you, you dumb f***. Where are the cops? I don't see how this...
Are you f***ing with us?
You're
an ass
idiot.
God, I'm not helping you again.
You're an idiot. I hurt my back. You're an
idiot. Now you finish the f***ing lawn.
You finished the freaking lawn.
I hurt my back doing.
She's so mad.
She said, "We're doing this for you, you dumb."
I kind of want to be friends with the parents. I really do. They sound like they'll be fun to be around. You dumbass.
Honestly, I'm surprised that he ain't catch no hands because they were already mad, and then they're like, "Fine, we'll do it." So they already
on
were.
The grass.
It was clearly an imposition. The idea that all he got was you finished the lawn feels like he got out pretty easy there.
Yeah. So you wouldn't do that for any of your kids.
And probably at this age, probably. But when they were teenagers, no, I wouldn't. You gotta learn your lesson.
So you'll lay out in the grass like you passed out with Jan pouring water in your mouth.
Sure.
As long as it has to be moon water, though. People were asking for an update on the Beaver Moon water.
It was what was it called?
The Beaver Moon?
Beaver Moon. The Beaver Moon water.
Why do I remember and you don't?
It was, I just drew a blank, but I remember the all-time records, 24, 23, and 1. That's the things I talk about
right
now. but yes, invigorating. Absolutely invigorating. Okay. The Beaver Moon water, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The fact that his statement, the words came out of your mouth was an absolutely invigorating the Beaver Moon water. Those are words that were said on FCC airwaves.
Well, it's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I get y'all out of here on this. It's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. I got to give a special salute to Chase. So you probably wonder who the hell is Chase?
A bank?
No, not it's not a bank.
Good, because I don't think they need to lose.
Yeah, so a fire broke out at a home in Long Island, New York, and ended up spreading to two different houses. But Chase saved the day and potentially saved some lives.
Look at the flames. Two houses were on fire. Five people were in danger, and this little smushy started barking, running all over, and saved the day. Salvatore wasn't home at the time, but his 28-year-old son was upstairs.
My son had to jump out that window onto the roof and get down. I heard the dog woke them up, you know, the people downstairs, the landlord and his wife, his fiance up. And then they woke up my son. I think he called him on the phone and woke him up.
Little two-year-old Chase, that's the dog's name, is only 12 pounds, and he is a mini golden doodle. Another fantastic reminder that dogs are awesome, but so are smoke detectors. Assistant Chief Hadrick Ray ran in to help save a couple in their 80s next door.
I asked them, are they out? And then we seen that the one was in a walker. So me and him ran in, we grabbed him out, and then the Long Beach Police Department helped with the second victim that was inside of that house.
But the big story was that the dog Chase actually beat the smoke alarm going off. The people downstairs, the dog and homeowners, initially they thought there was an intruder.
Most important thing to tell people, you gotta have a what?
Smoke detector.
You gotta have a smoke detector.
Or a pet. Right?
Or both.
Salute to Chase, man.
Man, Chase
he
is a
he saved some lives, man.
He did. And first of all,
and he beat the smoke detector, too.
Yes.
Faster than the smoke detector.
Man,
that's he got into action quick.
There's no question.
There's you got a good mark. Wait, hold on.
That is a good mark. And actually, there's no question that this, in fact, happened in Long Island, as they like to say.
Oh, yeah, just up the accents.
All the accents.
Yeah.
And Chase, little known fact, did not have a mullet.
Yeah, he didn't look as fly as Jackson, though.
The thing that's funny, though, is obviously social media-wise, you have stories like this, and then you have stories of, like, or, like, videos of people trying to prank their dog to see if their dog will react if they get, like, if they, like fall
robbery,
out
yeah.
or if there's robbery, and the dogs don't. And I wonder, for everybody listening that has a dog or any other pet, is your pet a chase, or is your pet, I'll just hang out? Somebody
yeah,
else.
No, I know for sure if an intruder came in the house, my dog would probably just be laying there.
Jackson's like, that's not my business.
Is it a chase or is it a Jackson?
No, for real. I'll never forget. I was watching the news years ago and they showed a robbery going on in a house, like a house intruder.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a freaking dog, and it was like a Labrador or something like that. And this dude fighting for his life. It's like two dudes in there. He trying to fight both of them. And this Labrador sitting there with his tail wagging, just looking
as happy as could be.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, you got to get another dog, man. that dude was fighting for his life. I think the guys had some guns and all that stuff. And he just
like,
all
luck.
Over the bed. And he's just sitting there wagging his tail, man. I'm like, oh, man.
Yep.
Right, salute to Chase,
hope that
man.
Works out for you.
Salute to Chase, indeed. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is the mixtape. At 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Rail 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something you believe to be mixtape worthy. And boy golly, y'all stories about Easy Bake Ovens. Wild. Wild indeed. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive who are out at the Boomer Jacks in Webster. Go out and see them. Before we talk to them, we got to draft the weekend, and we'll do that next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Been a fun Friday. Funky football Friday. Maybe not as funky as the fellas that are practicing there at the bubble there off of Kirby as they were playing some I Want to Know by Joe. I still feel like we need to find out.
I want to know who played that song.
100%. I keep forgetting. I need to send some texts off to see if we can get some insight into that going on there. But it's been a fun show nonetheless. In fact, appreciation to 713 said it was having a horrible day, but the mixtape gave him a much needed laugh. That's what we hope to be able to do. So we always appreciate that you guys are enjoying it with us. All right, getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. It's Ron and B. Scott in for Clint Sterner. They're at the Boomer Jacks in Webster. Start getting out there if you can. We'll talk to them in a moment. But before we do that, we need to draft the weekend, and I believe it's time for Judge John Lopez to go first.
Hey, now.
Not in his judge capacity, though, as a civilian.
No, I will not pass judgment if you disagree. But I'm such a big college football fan. But I can't get off what a good weekend it is going to be in the NFL.
It's a weird college football weekend to be in. There's some interesting games in each slate, which is good, but it's not like a super strong. And, of course, as soon as I say that, there's going to be a mess of funny games that happen, I'm sure.
But Seahawks-Rams. I mean, Seahawks-Rams, the afternoon game on Sunday is just going to be – I'm going to be locked in on that.
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, probably the two teams that have the best case for being – the best teams in the NFL, great offenses, great defenses available here. And then, of course, common opponent, right? These are division rivals, so that's going to be real solid. Fig, would you like to go second?
I'll go third. I'll let you go second.
All right, I'll go second then. And give me Tampa Bay at Buffalo. Obviously, a little bit of a look ahead for the Texans. Unfortunately, it's in that same time window. They're in the noon slate as well. However, Buffalo having a little tough time stopping the run, a little bit of a rough time also running the football. I think Tampa can provide can run up against the Buffalo and make it tough on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I will find this really interesting. This will be really intriguing to see if Buffalo has those same issues on back-to-back weeks like they did the week prior.
Scouting report game.
And it is indeed a scouting report game. Yeah. Even though, funny enough, Buffalo 5.5-point favorites in this. Now, they are at home. Yeah. In this game, so it is in Buffalo. That does kind of change the dynamic here, but that one will be of great interest to me.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go NFL as well. I'm gonna go Chiefs and Broncos. I don't know. I'm just kind of curious.
Like I said, big games.
Yeah, a little AFC West action. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to see. Honestly, I want to see how real the Broncos are, which is crazy to say because they 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see. If the Chiefs
and the Chiefs,
yeah, I want to see are they is this is going to be a bad year for them.
An interesting thing for me with that game is, you know, Sean Payton does a great job of game planning as best as he can with what he has. Steve Spagnuolo, I think, I've been a little bit under the radar. I'm not sure how great that defense has been under his charge. I'm interested to see some of that in that game.
You think you've seen some cracks?
It feels like it. Maybe I need to ask my man Ron, because I know that he keeps a real close eye on that.
I think they've been pretty good.
Is that my man Ron?
Hey, I know there's some people yelling at their radios right now. Wait a minute. Y'all went through the entire first round and didn't pick Texas at Georgia? Well, I'm picking it now.
Yeah.
I'm picking it now because
had my eyes on that one.
A lot of intrigue there for both squads. You heard us talking about it earlier, and obviously you can always go back and rewind and listen to the whole show on Odyssey. Some people are doing that right now. But, yeah, Texas and Georgia, I think for both squads, pretty fateful game here.
Yeah, you're 100% right there. And Texas has an opportunity to kind of give themselves a nice marquee victory. And they've got some rough games here in the next stretch. So this is going to be necessary to secure their position in the college football playoff, if that's indeed where they want to go. I actually will go back to the NFL, interestingly enough. Give me Chargers-Jags. This is going to be one of those games. Mm-hmm. And this, I've been thinking about it during the full course of our show, as during our other crosstalk with the Sean and Seth. Sean asked, who are we supposed to root for? And I was like, I was going back and forth. I finally settled. I'm rooting for the Chargers in this game. Their remaining strength of schedule is more difficult. The Jags, I think the toughest games that the Jags still have remaining on their schedule, I believe, are the two times that they play the Colts and the Broncos outside of this Chargers game.
So they get it's workable.
Jacksonville still has two times against Tennessee. They got the Jets on the schedule. They got the Cardinals on the schedule.
They still have two against
the Titans? They still have two. I don't know how we're scheduling these,
That's crazy.
They're going to have an opportunity to get some wins, so I'm actually wanting them to catch an extra loss here.
You're kind of changing my mind, because my concept on that was just everybody ahead of the Texans start losing.
And I'm with you. You know? I'm with you.
I'm gonna go to college football, and I got to go with Oklahoma and Alabama.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oklahoma, Alabama, for sure. Obviously, you know what I'm going to watch. So in the 11 a.m. slot, so I'm not going to pick that one here. But I am going to go back to the NFL. Again, I said it earlier. I think this is the best weekend we've had of NFL football. And we go to Sunday Night Football. Lions at Eagles is going to be right after the other one. Right after some of those other games, Seahawks, Rams, et cetera. You go Lions and Eagles.
All right. I'm going to be true to this. I would pick one of these Rockets games. I think both of them be interesting, including the NBA Cup game that's happening tonight versus Portland. I think, you know, I mean this truly when I say it. This isn't a bit. Give me Nigeria versus Congo.
World Cup
qualifying final. They need to win this game to play in the World Cup next year, and I need it to happen so badly. I was watching yesterday.
Maybe in Houston.
Yeah, they might play in Houston, at which point I might be the happiest man. Actually, I say that as if there aren't a million other Houstonians that are Nigerian, and I might not have that much of an easy time getting tickets. However, you saw me during yesterday's show when I was very much watching a game as I was doing a show.
Oh, dang near killed yourself.
That's
at one
right.
point.
And so this means something to me, y'all. It means something. So, yes, I will be watching World Cup qualifying in the Confederation of African Football.
Hey, did you pick Seahawks Rams?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Yeah. I was just making sure.
You were like, hey, y'all left that on the board.
Yeah, no, I couldn't remember. I had a little brain fart right there. I'm going to probably go. I guess I'm in the NFL sticks right here, because I'm kind of intrigued by the Bears a little bit, man. They are 6-3, which I didn't even realize. And they play the Vikings. So I think I'm going to go with that game just to kind of see.
9. Right, J.J. McCarthy?
Oh, I was like, we just yelling up 7. Like, what are we doing?
6-7.
There we go. That's Lopez's favorite word right there, 6-7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.